Good evening, I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. Last night's police assault on protesters by the New York City Police Department gave impetus Wednesday to more universities joining the protests against Israel's genocidal war on Gaza. At Fordham University in the Bronx Wednesday, a Gaza solidarity encampment was erected by students just hours after encampments at Columbia and City College were destroyed by police. At about 3 in the afternoon, a Fordham official handed students notices that they had been suspended and barred from campus and kicked out of their housing, classes, and prevented from taking final examinations. Two prison buses were seen pulling up to the campus. Almost simultaneously, on the floor of the United States Senate in Washington, D.C., Majority Leader and New York Senator Chuck Schumer called for harsh treatment for the Gaza protesters.
Smashing windows with hammers and taking over university buildings is not free speech. It is lawlessness. And those who did it should promptly face the consequences that are not merely a slap on the wrist.
In New York City last night, 282 protesters were arrested, 109 people at Columbia after cops broke into the university's Hamilton Hall, and 173 at an encampment at City College. There was no violence and no report of injuries. Mayor Eric Adams again struck his note that so-called outside agitators were to blame.
Well, those who broke into the building did include students. It was led by individuals who are not affiliated with the university. The school needed the NYPD's assistance to clear Hamilton Hall and the encampments outside. A dual operation on the grounds that took place successfully.
Adams said the cops were called in after police got a letter asking for NYPD intervention from school administrators, but he also said that NYPD intelligence had been passed to those administrators and that cops had been pushing for the evictions. The mayor also claimed that use of drones allowed the NYPD to observe the occupiers before police moved in. Adams said the raid was necessary to protect children.
We must push back on all attempts to radicalize our young people in this city like we're seeing across the entire globe.
Progressive New York politicians were split on the raids. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said, "I didn't see the NYPD use excessive force yesterday." While the public advocate, Giovanni Williams, wrote, "Every decision of Columbia President Shafeek from the beginning of the protest was extraordinarily bad, escalated everything, and negatively reverberated across the country." Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, there were more protests and arrests of peace activists on Wednesday. Code Pink co-founder Medea Benjamin was arrested after disrupting Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's address at a House hearing. Benjamin complained she was manhandled and nearly strip-searched in a Capitol hallway.
"Look at how I'm being treated. I mean, it's disgusting.
Medea, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, people in Gaza are being treated a lot worse than this, and that's why we're doing this."
Benjamin called out to New York Representative Jerry Nadler as he tried to ignore her.
"Congressman Nadler, will you do something about this? He's the ranking member of the Judiciary Committee, and now there are all these lawyers, including in the administration, that are saying the U.S. is violating its own laws. And this ranking member of the Judiciary wouldn't even turn around while I'm being arrested."
Benjamin managed to follow Austin out to his limo, reminding him that U.S. law prohibits arms sales used to attack civilians.
"I don't think anybody in that whole entire 4 hours of hearing said anything to him like we were saying, which is he has the power. He has blood on his hands. He has to stop these weapons from going to Israel."
More than 34,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza since October. Closer to home, independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was in Brooklyn Wednesday to make a campaign announcement. The candidate, who has been doing surprisingly well in the polls, confronted claims he's a spoiler, someone who can't win but runs anyway so another candidate would lose. Kennedy showed polls that indicate in a head-to-head race with former President Donald Trump he would win by 24%, while President Joe Biden would lose to Trump. Kennedy asserted the polls show that Biden is a spoiler and offered the president a pledge.
"Both parties, that would be President Biden and myself, pledge that whomever performs weakest against President Trump in a two-man contest will drop out of the presidential race. Okay. This is a spoiler pledge."
Cool. RFK Jr. said he wants to take voters' fear of helping Trump out of the equation. Paul D'Arienzo, New York.